please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. We've been hearing a lot about the aviation industry. They're scrambling for mechanics. They were years ago. I wonder if they still are. We're joining us today. We're going to be talking about the Aviation Institute of Maintenance with our amazing community outreach representative, is Terry Chambers. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Francine. How are you today?
I am great. Is it true that years ago we were scrambling to look for mechanics?
Yes, not only years ago, but that trend still continues. Currently, what is happening is a lot of the seasoned mechanics are at a point where they're going to be aging out of the industry. Most of them are in their 50s and 60s. It's a very lucrative industry, but again, the seasoned mechanics are aging out. So one of the biggest challenges that we're facing right now is not having enough qualified mechanics to join into the industry. Even with the COVID situation, it's like with anything else, eventually we'll be over this and be moving on, and that need at that point may be even greater. But what people also don't realize, in the aviation maintenance industry, you don't just look at fixing airplanes that are commercial planes. This could be anywhere from people that have private jets. Our mechanics wind up in the aerospace industry. Some of them work for the government in aviation defense. Some decide that they, you know, after a while of doing aviation maintenance, they want to go into automotive. And the thing about it is with the aviation industry is, once someone passes all of the training and they get what's called their A&P license, which is airframe and power plant license, which is required by the Federal Aviation Administration in order for you to work on airplanes, people can work on airplanes, they can work on boats, or they can work on cars. So it's a very flexible license that you get. The other thing that makes this license so popular is the fact that once a person obtains this license, they don't have to go back and keep getting it over and over again each year. All they have to do is stay up on their required trainings, and they never have to renew. But along with the aviation industry, again, we also look at our mechanics wind up in heavy equipment industries, such as big trucks, the biotech industries, pharmaceuticals. And we have some of them that even work at places like, believe it or not, amusement parks, where they're working on roller coasters and big equipment like that. There's so much more to the industry than what people think when they just hear the term aviation maintenance.
That's interesting that you say that, because, you know, our grandfathers, our family members used to work for one company for their entire life. And seems as though once you get one of these degrees, you'll be able to be a little flexible in how you earn your money. And let's talk about money.
Oh, yes. Actually, it is extremely flexible. And when it comes to money, the starting salaries in this field are usually in that high 40, early 50 range. However, because the need is so great, and because, again, we do not have enough people in the industry to cover it, a lot of these guys and girls now, because we have a lot of females in the field now, make six figures. So it takes a little time to get to that point. I'm not going to say it happens just overnight, but it can happen. And also, as they move up in the industry, when you become a supervisor, I have friends who are actually aviation inspectors now. It is a field in which quite a bit of money can be made.
And that sounds like music to our ears if we're a parent listening. It sounds very joyful if we are just a high school graduate, right? Not just right. A high school graduate, but what are you going to do with your life? You remember back when you graduated from high school? I know our listeners can. And what was going on in your mind if you didn't have a solid plan? So this sounds like a solid plan for a high school graduate.
Actually, Francine, it is a wonderful career for a high school graduate, because within 2.5 years, they can be finished with their certification and then starting in on their hands-on. And by the time they're 24, 25, they're definitely way, way above that $40,000 and $50,000 a year range. The other thing is, this is a great career for people who are re-careering. We have many of our students that wind up getting into this industry after getting a degree, because once they get out with the degree, if they don't have a technical skill or some type of trade, a lot of times they're stuck. So when somebody comes in this after having a degree, it actually makes them more marketable. So it is a field that is, again, highly desired, and there's so many different ways that you can make money in this field, both working for someone else or by creating their own entrepreneurship opportunities.
If you're just now tuning in, we have our community outreach representative. It's Terry Chambers with the Aviation Institute of Maintenance. Wow, retooling. That's music to our ears, too, because some of us got furloughed, Terry. Some of us got laid off, and we're looking for something new and exciting.
What's interesting, a lot of people, as soon as they get laid off, the first thing they say is, I have to have another job, which is true, because they have to be able to pay the bills and things like that. But especially with what's going on now, this is the perfect time to really get still and think about what you're good at and what you like to do. This is the perfect time to go back to school, start something different, go in and kind of get a hands-on feel. And that's one thing about the certifications with this. The coursework is, a lot of it is hands-on. Now, because of the current climate, there are a lot of ways that we're doing things virtually, but there's still components that are hands-on because the skills are more technical skills.
Got it. Now, you know I got to ask this question. Mm-hmm. Do we have to be good in math?
Well, you know what? It's interesting because I'm the worst in math, and a lot of times when our students come in, that is the first thing that they panic about. You don't have to be excellent in math, but what you do have to do is want to take the time to learn math as it is applied in the industry. So when our students come in, even if they were not the greatest math students, our instructors work with them one-on-one, and once it becomes applicable, it makes sense to them, you will be amazed at how people who normally are not good at math or science are able to apply those skills, and they get it because it makes sense. So I'm not going to say you have to be great at it. You have to have the basics. But we work with students because that is one of the greatest fears coming into the school.
Who makes the best candidate as far as personality traits are concerned? Do they have to be real analytical? Can they be fun and outgoing? Can they be a people person? Who makes the best aviation maintenance person?
The best aviation maintenance mechanics are ones who are, number one, dedicated. You have to decide you really want to do this. They are individuals who love to work with their hands and fix things and create things. They're also individuals who are detail-oriented because there are a lot of little intricate parts and details to fixing an airplane. But again, because the skills are transferable, not just in the aviation field, but to other fields, it's somewhat a little bit flexible depending on exactly what they're doing in the aviation maintenance field.
Got it. And you said women. Women are accepted. Women are welcomed. Women are in there.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Most of the women that get in the field are very dedicated. They're excited. Women make excellent mechanics. You know, traditionally, we don't think of it that way, but women make excellent, excellent mechanics.
And the Aviation Institute of Maintenance has other opportunities in other states, but right now we're talking about the one in Charlotte, North Carolina on Independence. Did you know that they were on Independence Boulevard? Isn't that a big secret?
Francine, it is a big secret. And a few things that I'd like to share. First of all, we are on Independence Boulevard. We have 14 schools across the country. And our local school focuses on aviation maintenance as well as industrial manufacturing because they kind of go hand in hand. The skill sets that they learn, everything from electrics to welding to production, there's so many elements to the two that work together that, again, sometimes our mechanics work in more factory-like settings. And usually when we think factories, we automatically think assembly line. But there's so many other aspects to that field that people don't see or think of. So it really is, again, a field that is very flexible.
Truth or myth? Do airplane pilots make more than aviation mechanics, or vice versa?
Well, the thing about it is, pilots do make good money, but there are many mechanics that make just as much as pilots, and sometimes a little more when they first come out, depending on, because with the pilot, it depends on their flight hours, the amount of time they put in, things like that getting started. And it's kind of the same thing with the mechanics. It depends on how much time you get in. But what is really interesting, we have people who are aviation mechanics. Then they'll go back and get their pilot's license. That gives them even more flexibility. For instance, they may work for a large corporation that owns jets. A large corporation may have 8 or 9 jets in their fleet. And as a result, there's a mechanic who can fly the airplane to wherever they need to go. But once they get there, that mechanic also has the ability to fix it. A lot of celebrities that have their own planes, they have mechanics that also have their flight certifications. So it can be interchangeable.
Oh, that sounds yummy. Yeah. To be around a movie star and fly around like a jet setter?
Oh, yes.
That sounds like the perfect life.
Believe me, it is. And one other thing that makes it nice, aviation mechanics, if they work for a major airline, in most cases, they wind up with flying benefits. And that's what most people enjoy from the industry because they get to fly around the country usually for free. They usually get to fly the world at a discount. And also, if they are certified in the United States as an aviation mechanic, they can work in anywhere in the world that American manufactured airplanes are housed or stationed.
Huh, because I don't think we're going to stop flying. You know, I don't think we're going to stop flying.
No.
COVID has got us kind of sedentary for just a little bit, but I bet you guys are still rocking and rolling over there on Independence.
Actually, we are. Our school, we were fortunate not to have to completely shut down, so we just revamped the way that we did things. When we do hold our classes, again, some portions of the classes are hands-on, so we may only have a couple of students come in at a time to do that. And we have 6 airplanes in the building. So again, if you're going to be an airplane mechanic, you have to actually work on airplanes. And the other advantage is, due to the fact that the current aviation museum is closed, our school is a great place for people to come by and take a look at the aviation industry. And then we also have community outreach workshops that I conduct to help people think about and decide on careers. There are career development series.
Okay, so how much are those, you said?
They're free. Actually, the community outreach, part of my job is to connect the community with the Aviation Institute of Maintenance. And so therefore, I usually do it for high schools, but I'll also do it for private groups. And I have a public series that'll be coming up over the next few Wednesdays, and it's basically a career development series. So we start off with things like life after high school, or, you know, life after being transitioned out of a job. We then talk about things such as a person's personality profile to determine if this is the industry for them, or maybe something else is. We go into financial factors, how much it costs, but then again, how much do you need to make a living that will give you the type of lifestyle that you'd like? Then we go into careering and then teaching people how to present themselves once they get into deciding what the career field is they want to go into. And those are all complimentary workshops.
Tara, you're a great instructor, facilitator, teacher. You break things down to the degree that we need to understand. I love it.
Thank you. I love what I do.
What number? Where can we log on?
There's a few ways to reach us. Now, to reach the school directly, the telephone number is 980-785-0700. And that's to get to the school. They can reach me or any one of our representatives. However, because I do these workshops for nonprofit organizations, I do them for corporations. Again, these are complimentary. They can reach me direct at 704-222-8874, or they can email me at WeUseCore, which is my title, Community Outreach Representative, and AMC stands for Aviation Maintenance Charlotte. So my email address is CORAMC at aviationmaintenance.edu. Aviation.edu is our website.
I want to thank you for joining us this morning because this is another opportunity for us. I bet we had not even thought of the aviation world as a career for us, whether we are just graduating from high school, whether we've been furloughed, whether we've been laid off, whether we've just been retired and we want to get back out there.
Francine, I would like to add in, our particular school was lured here due to the fact that Charlotte has the sixth most active airport in the country, not just because of passenger travel, but also because of cargo. So it's a booming industry, and it's an industry that if you are not directly affected by it, very few people even consider it.
I just thought of something before I let you go. What if we are a group of parents, you know, we've been talking since the kids have been out of school and we want to get a group of our kids to come out. We can do that as far as the free workshop, or we can just join one that you already have, or it can go either way.
When it comes to the workshops, currently we are doing the workshops virtually. However, we can bring in up to 10 people at a time because of social distancing. We also follow all of the CDC guidelines as far as having masks, gloves, hand sanitizer, things like that. So we only bring people in small groups, and we do like to do that with a reservation ahead of time, just so that we are making sure that everyone is safe. However, I can do a virtual online workshop, including a virtual tour, so people can have an idea or they can go into the school. It's simply up to them.
All right, you guys, call the number. It's 980-785-0700. To get in contact with Terry Chambers, our community outreach representative, call 704-222-8874.
And that's my direct line.
And we can just hop online as well, right?
Yes, aviationmaintenance.edu. And then they can check off the Charlotte location, because, again, we do have 14 locations across the country. We've been in business since 1965, so we're not going anywhere.
I like it. And you probably have some type of financial assistance situation. We'll call it that.
Oh, yes. We are fully accredited. We have all of the financial backing, all of the financial aid options. We have an on-site financial aid counselor who does a wonderful, wonderful job assisting with financial aid for those who want to attend the school. Yes.
All right. Get a career in aviation. Thank you, Terry Chambers.
Thank you so much, Francine. And you have a wonderful day and a wonderful day to our audience.
We're going to take a short break, but we'll be right back.
It's the Francine Marie Show. We're taking a break. So before you can wipe your bum, we'll be right back.
Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.